You're listening to the Nitty Gritty Podcast with Jen Gall and Shona Hutchings, where they discuss the nitty gritty of creative entrepreneurship.
Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 14 of the Nitty Gritty Podcast. Today's a little bit different than our previous podcast because we're going to be doing some quick fire questions. Shona and I are going to be asking some questions, so we're going to answer them as quick as possible, or at least as best to our ability.
Did you say availability? Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, proud moment, friends. Proud moment. But yeah, so we're going to be doing some quick fire questions, and our podcast, what the whole point of this podcast is we're going to be talking about Facebook, and our main question is Facebook dead? Well,
Yes.
That's a quick fire answer for Shona.
So, that was my quick fire answer.
So the first question is, who uses it? Go.
My mom. That's my answer.
No, but actually, who uses it? So I do think some businesses use it.
Yeah.
Just straightforward. I do think some businesses use it, but I think it's important to note that businesses that do use it, I think they're using it for a very specific reason. So one, they have events, or two, they are paying for Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I really only go on Facebook to look at events. So like if concerts are happening locally or like little like workshops or those kind of things, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not really going on Facebook anymore to like read people's statuses.
Right. And I'm the exact same way. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. very, I guess like it's uncommon for me to kind of scroll through my Facebook feed. Ironically, I actually had a family member say to me like, "Well, like, what are you up to recently?" And I was like, "You don't know that I own a business?" Because all they have is Facebook. And
yeah,
I'm not like, maybe this is something that I personally need to work on, but I'm not like constantly sharing my business posts with my personal posts, because to me that just doesn't connect. Maybe that's the generation that we're in, but it just never like made sense to me that that was what I should be doing. But it just kind of like made me realize like, oh shit, like this person doesn't know what I do. So how do I reach that audience? So it goes back to who's using it. Who is your audience? So as a business owner, like who are you trying to connect with? Is it a younger generation? Because if it's a younger generation.
Facebook is not where you should be if it's a younger generation. I literally was having a conversation with my students in class today and I was like, do you guys still use Facebook? And they were like, God, no. Like their response was just like horrified that I would even ask them that. They're like, Snapchat and Instagram only. Like they're like, Facebook is dead. Twitter is dead. We only use Snapchat and Instagram. And then I asked them, I was like, well, do you think Snapchat's going to die now that Instagram has like the video messages, like direct messages, and you can do stories, but you can also do like longer TV or whatever they're calling it, Instagram TV.
IGTV.
So I was like, oh, what do you think about Snapchat? And they were like, no, Snapchat will never die because they love it so much.
But it is dying.
It's so funny. Yeah. Yeah. I would say it is for sure. Cause like, I don't have it. I did. And then I hated it. So I got rid of it.
Same. Yeah. It's definitely a younger generation.
Oh, 100%, because they can, like, take funny pictures of themselves and then delete it. Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about who uses it. I definitely think it is, for lack of a better way to say this, it is an older generation who is using it. I think it's important for businesses to use it simply as, like, a landing platform, but it is a pay-to-play platform.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something though? Something that I do have as a pet peeve is when businesses don't have a website and they only have a Facebook. And I've noticed that for a lot of like, I've noticed that for a lot of like smaller local businesses. Like, I think it's just because it's free, right? So it's really cost effective to just like have a Facebook page with like your business hours or whatever on it. But like, I think it's far more professional to have a very simple looking landing page type actual website with like a address, like a domain name than it is for me to like yeah, like a URL than it is for me to go to your Facebook page. So one of my pet peeves, if you do have a Facebook page as a business, don't only have a Facebook page.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. The number one thing if you're going to get anything from this quick fire question, podcast, social media, what if it was gone tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
What would you have? Answer that question, because if all you have is Facebook, there is an incorrect. You've answered that question, unfortunately, incorrectly.
Then you don't have Facebook and you have nothing.
Yes. So if Facebook was gone tomorrow, what's left? Because that's important to consider. Because if social media is gone tomorrow, like, you need to consider that possibility. So always, mm-hmm. always think back to that when you're thinking of, like, if in the situation where if all you have is a landing page on Facebook, then, like, what's going to happen if that's gone tomorrow? Mm-hmm. So keep that into consideration, or take that into consideration when you're thinking about the marketing structure of your business. Mm-hmm. All right, so question number two.
Yeah. Why do you have it? Why do you have Facebook?
I have Facebook because I do actually target an older audience, and because I do have events. But also, I will note, also, I love Facebook groups. Facebook groups. Yeah. Honestly, like, I'm in a couple of Facebook groups where people just, like, push out the fact that they're looking for freelancers, or they're looking for branding, or they're looking for social media questions. And Facebook groups are really a great way. And I'm not saying start a Facebook group. I mean, I am a part of other Facebook groups that have a great following where I can connect with other people and potentially get a client out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, random tidbit, I randomly connected with someone who was on a Canadian-wide Facebook group. And ironically, she just happened to be, God, like, the city over from us. So literally like a 10 to 15 minute drive into London. And we mm-hmm. connected, and now we're like good friends who talk on a regular basis. We have a networking event starting at the end of February. And she is now like someone who I collaborate with all the time. So it's mm-hmm. Facebook groups are also just a really great way to connect and collaborate with people and meet people who are in your industry who can just like say, hey, this shit is happening. I need support. Or, hey, like, I can support you in this way. So it really is like it's a give and a take. And I think that's important to realize that you have to be able to give, but you also in order to take. But Facebook groups, really, they are great. They're a great community, especially if you listen to our previous episode of working from home. Having that online community is really, really, really great to have. And Facebook groups, I found, was a really great way to have that.
Mm-hmm. So why do I have Facebook?
Yeah.
I don't honestly know. I don't have a good answer because I don't push anything out on my Hutchings & Co. on Facebook, only because I'm not like targeting necessarily an audience on Facebook. Most of my audience is targeted on Instagram. And so I literally do nothing in my business, and it's probably not great. Like, I probably could be targeting some people, especially for like lifestyle photos. But I can't be bothered to do it. And the other thing is on my, why do I have personal Facebook? I honestly don't even know. I think the only reason I have personal Facebook is because my mom has Facebook, which I said at the beginning, and has no other social media. So if I like want to share something that I want her to see, then I like, well, either email it to her, show it to her in person, or I put it on Facebook. The only other reason, cause I had like considered many times just getting rid of Facebook. The only other reason that I still have it is because there's some friends that I have that live in like different provinces or different countries right. that might not be using other social media that I use. And it's like a way for us to stay connected if we're not using email or events. That's the only other thing that I look at Facebook. So it's like events, people that live across the country from me, and my mom. That's like my three uses for Facebook right there. Otherwise, I don't really use it. Like I don't really do status updates. I think I like recently posted something that had to do with like education, but I didn't type it. I just like pressed share because I was like, oh, I'm passionate about this. And I just like shared it. But yeah, no status updates, really. Like nothing that I feel passionate about. You know how there used to be like journals on Facebook, and you can like write in all these questions and say how you're feeling. None of those. I don't really share photos. I don't even
remember that.
Yeah. They used to be when we were like big, like end of high school, beginning of university. They were like big. People would share them. But yeah, no, I don't really share my photos on there anymore. I don't really post events. Now, if I have like events, I guess I kind of do, but usually I just like tell people to come over. Like I'll like text them instead. Yeah. I don't know. So why do I have Facebook? I'm not even really sure. It's like to contact my mom and to look at events. That's about it.
Do you ever look at Facebook for like entrepreneurial events?
You know what? I'm in like a couple groups. Like I'm in one, Pixel and Lens, which is like a photography group. And I've looked at entrepreneurial events. I've even seen like yours come up on there. I'm in like some creative, like I'm in like a couple Instagram groups. I'm in like Bloggers of Canada. I like have them all, but honestly, I just don't have the time to read through all of the people's like posts and questions that I just don't bother looking at them.
Yeah, that's totally valid. Like, it's a time thing,
yeah, there's
right?
just, there's so many, and there's just so many people that are like, oh my God, read my blog. Oh, find my Instagram. And it's not like useful information to me. And I just don't want to have to like try to find the useful information. So I just don't bother looking at it.
There you go. There you have it.
If people. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So our next question is, why do you need it? So this is what I tell most of, I have entrepreneurs ask me this all the time. Why do you need it? And my answer to them is always a question. Do your competitors have it? Because if you're on Facebook and, or if you are searching on Facebook, pardon me, and your competitors have Facebook, and there is someone who is on Facebook searching for you, or searching for your industry, and they can't find you, but they only find your competitors, then there's a problem. Because that's something you, of course, need to consider. Warranted, if your audience is a youth audience, and this is actually a conversation I've had very, very recently with a nonprofit, actually, because they, although they already have kind of captured an older audience with the fact they are on Facebook, they haven't geared into other platforms that are younger. For example, Instagram. They've only ever really focused on Facebook. So it's so important to like, I will always go back to those questions, right? Like, what is your goal? Who is your audience? And what is your marketing plan? Right. So when you come to your marketing plan, like you know who your audience is. Okay. So you can help both a younger and an older audience. You should probably be on Facebook. Or at least have a page that is somewhat active that they know where to find you. Or if you're like, psh, F that, I don't want Facebook, have a Facebook landing page and have the first post directed to the best way that your audience can connect with you.
See, that's kind of like what I do, because I haven't really used Facebook for my business, but I still have it knowing that people might want to come across like branding or social media type photography. So I just have like a page there, and then it says visit our website, and it just like directs them from Facebook to our website.
Right. It also gives your audience the ability to tag you in images. So if you have someone who has, you know, who has purchased your photos or has worked with you for like a photography contract, and they're posting their photos on Facebook, they can then tag you properly and then find you through that way, right? Like if there wasn't any way to tag you, then you could potentially lose out on business that way.
Yep, for sure.
So it's all those things to consider. Again, Facebook is not an ideal landing page, but I think it's important to have still at this point. But still, that being noted, really consider where you're spending your time as a business. Where are your leads coming from? Mm-hmm. Where do most of your clients leads, where are they coming from? Has Facebook ever had any return on investment for you? Because if not,
investment in both time and money.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So those are always really good questions to consider. And maybe you don't know that yet, and that's okay. Just kind of test it out. Feel out the water, see what's happening. I will say Facebook does have really great boosts and ad capabilities. So in terms of reaching a new audience, those capabilities honestly are really, really great. They give you a ton of analytics. So in those senses, they're fantastic in that way. But I think it's really important to analyze those and see what's working and what's not working. Otherwise, you're just putting money to something that potentially isn't giving you anything in return.
For sure. Okay, last question, Jen. Should businesses have it?
Oh my gosh, I hate to say yes. But I'm going to say yes. I know it's very similar to how you answer this question. It's very much I don't use it, but and I feel like we've kind of already answered this question.
I think it also helps it with SEO, just being on everything. You don't necessarily have to use it all, but being on the ones that, people are still using, that makes sense for your business. It's just another way to find you.
Yeah. And I think there's just so much content out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much content out there. So it's just important to be able to be found, like you were saying, right? And
yeah.
And even if it is, even if you're on Facebook, but your primary social media platform is Instagram, maybe it's Twitter, maybe it's LinkedIn, whatever it is, as long as you're directing them to the best way to contact you, I will say Facebook has a great platform that offers a lot of space to add links. So whether it's the about or the story option or in the captions in the feeds or in the descriptions, there are so many places for you to add information for your clients or for your potential clients or potential audience. I think that is the one thing that they have over any other social media platform is they have the capability to add information for your audience in so many diverse ways that could potentially help you as a business owner. So take that into consideration. Look into what kind of options there are, whether it is polls or links or whatever it is that could be beneficial for your business, and see if those make sense for you. But Facebook is a dying platform. For business.
Yes. Sorry. Sorry, Facebook.
Sorry, but not sorry.
But yeah, it's true. Do you think that as our younger generation just gets older, that Facebook will just become a thing of the past though? As our current younger generation becomes they are consumers, but not really for the business that we currently, you and I have, but as they become those clients, do you think it's just going to be either something totally new or Facebook's just going to be gone? I'm not really sure. It's really weird to think about though, because everyone seems to love Instagram, or everybody has a love-hate relationship at least with Instagram, but Instagram is owned by
Facebook.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Friends, did you guys know that?
Yeah, interesting to think about.
Yeah, I'm curious to know how that dynamic will work, as it comes, because I truly believe that as I'm curious to the development of Facebook over the next, I'm going to say 10 to 15 years, because that's when you're going to see the individuals so youth of today they use Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger. They don't even have Facebook whatever on their phone.
Yep. Just the Messenger.
Just the Messenger. Yeah. So the actual platform they don't have on their phone. So I'm so curious to see what will happen, let's say even 10 years. Let's just cap it at 10 years. What will happen in those 10 years? What will Facebook do in those 10 years? Because you'll see that transition happening. And will those businesses will they still be on Facebook? Will they put most of their time into Instagram? Will Facebook try? And what are the changes that they will go through? I have no idea, but I'm so curious to see what will happen.
Yeah, me too.
Because, Okay. Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Okay, so I think that we're done, our questions. So this is a shorter episode, but that's kind of what we're thinking about Facebook. If you guys have anything else you want to add, if you're on Facebook or what you use it for, you can let us know. You can either email us either on the Something Simple website or on Hutchings & Co. In our show notes, you'll also see kind of a contact page. So if you have anything you want to add, or if you're still using Facebook, or if you're using it for something specific that we didn't touch on, please let us know.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. Any feedback you have is much appreciated. Feel free to leave us a review on iTunes, both of which are in a link on our websites. But we would love to hear any feedback. We realize that we ask almost at the end of every episode, but it's how we grow and how we learn and how we know what you like to hear. Mm-hmm. So we can't wait to hear from you for our next set of podcasts. And this is us signing off.
Mm-hmm. That's it for today, folks. We'll see you next week.
That's all for this week's podcast with Jen Gall and Shona Hutchings. Tune in next week for more nitty-gritty.